Whether it's financial security, a free vacation home, time for traveling, more quality time with the family, or even early retirement, whatever you choose to do with the income and benefits that come with successfully investing in short-term rentals, you know that it's certainly life-changing. This podcast will help guide and support you on your journey to five-star STR success.
Good morning, five-star STR success. I love the shirt. When life hands me lemons, there you go. This actually says my virtual assistant deals with that shit, which is pretty cool. But look, guys, I wanted to come on here. This is the time that we have to thrive. 2023 is a survival year. And a lot of you guys know that it's not going to be easy because of the recession that we're trying to pull our way out of. I personally think that we are in the recession now and we are coming out of it over the next 6 months. But what you'll see is in the next few months, we will have a lot of people come in and say that, oh, there's a recession and it's going to put a lot of fear mongering and people are going to draw back on their spending even more. And that's not good. So there's going to be less vacations this year. I personally think we're coming out of the recession. And the Fed will reduce rates. And I think the rates will be in the high fives for homeowners, maybe by this summer. My expectations are the next Fed meeting is going to be a quarter bump. We might even get one more quarter point bump after that. But then they're going to, continue to just kind of leave everything baseline for several months. And then third quarter, they will reduce rates a little bit. So 3 months ago, we were at 7.1 for homeowners. And today we're at like 6.25. Well, I think by third quarter, we'll be at 5.75. So just my guess, 5.75 to 5.85 or so. And that's going to be fine. We'll have a little bit of a summer surge and some fall spending for real estate and things. And then 2024 will be a little bit of a new norm for us. It'll be kind of like a 2015 to 2019 before COVID threw everything out of whack. So that's my expectations. This is the year to survive. And if you want to learn how to thrive, you got to do certain things. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to try to share my screen. Let's see if this works. It's telling me to go to system preferences, unlock the screen. Oh man, I am not prepared for this. Well, then I will just talk. I will show you guys this in another live. That is completely fine. Here's the thing, guys. If you're not in your pricing every single day, I was going to actually take you guys through a live walkthrough of me working through my pricing. But for some reason, StreamYard's making me change system preferences and for fluidity or, making this thing go, pretty smooth. And I don't need to go interrupt this for 5 minutes trying to figure this shit out. But here's where we're at. You need to be in your pricing every single day. If you're not in it 7 days a week, you're failing. You have to be in your pricing and based on occupancy, whereas over the last few years, we could do 70% occupancy as a norm for my business. Now I'm expecting a little bit of fallback and maybe 60% occupancy might be the new norm. Of course, mountain homes are peaked right now. Beach homes will be peak in June, March through July. And you'll get a little bit higher occupancy. But what I'm talking about is across the year. So, some seasons may be higher occupancy, some seasons may be lower occupancy. My goal is to always try to achieve 70% every single time, every single month, every single day that I'm in my price labs. And what I'm trying to do is if I'm not at 70%, I am reducing my rates daily by $5, $5 a day. And then that's going to take it lower and lower until I get there. And sometimes, the adjustments on price labs will still show that I'm actually got my prices a little bit better, but sometimes it'll go too cheap. And guess what, guys? That's okay. We're not in a season to be greedy right now. I've got a property that is my LJ B&B, we call it. And it's typically going for $160 to $195 a night. Right now, I've got it down to like $105. And that's just to fill the void. It is what it is. We are in a season of paying for the short-term rental industry, and you have to pay your bills. So if you're not making the money that you want, specifically for a lot of us that have smaller cabins, I think the smaller cabins are going to be a little bit harder to deal with than the luxury stuff. So I am actually, I've got all my properties up for sale that are smaller cabins. I'm getting out of smaller properties, and I'm only buying luxury from here on out. 3,000 square feet plus homes, and I'm spreading all across markets. I'm going to keep one to two in each market from here on for asset allocation and diversification. And I think that's the way you're going to achieve. So if I was to redo everything over now that I'm looking at everything 8 years in hindsight, after starting in 2015, I would have asset allocated in the different markets, no more than two properties in a single market versus having 12 in North Georgia. Half of those properties are doing exceedingly well, and then half of them are doing shit, to be honest with you. And it's because of mass adoption. Cheap money brought in a lot of you guys, a lot of others who are already trying to buy properties, and they're trying to get into these homes and you know, sexy business, you know, thinking that they're going to make a lot of money. And unfortunately, they're not. And it's they're driving and reducing their prices down, and it's making me have to do that with mine. Well, guess what? I've got enough cash and experience to out-survive these people. So my goal is to kill whatever, do whatever it takes. It's wartime, and I'm going to do whatever it takes to run them out of business. And it's unfortunate, but I can hold on longer because of 20 years of residential real estate experience, and I can do what I need to do to thrive. I will survive. And then guess what? I'll be here next year and I'll thrive. But not only will I be in this business and thriving, I will be out of having all my eggs in one basket and so on. So with that said, we got a property under contract. We're going to pull in a $350,000 profit on it. And I'm going to take that into a from a lower income producing home that's just barely breaking even right now on my end, and putting that into a higher income producing home. So we've got new builds in North Carolina. I've got a resort in Maine we're looking at. We've got a resort in Costa Rica we're looking at. We're doing things. We're trying to expand. And we're trying to go from that lower income to that higher income, utilizing 1031s and so on, like I've taught you guys in the past. So that's the things that we're going to be doing that I really think that is crucial. It's very, very important to understand that you have to always be maneuvering and up-leveling your portfolio. I can almost guarantee you that real estate is not like the Warren Buffett mentality of you find a really good asset and you never sell. That's fine if you're in long-term rental or maybe a commercial strip center. And I've owned apartment buildings and stuff like that in the past, but even storage units. But at the end of the day, I think what you need to do is you need to make sure that you understand that any market can become saturated. And as soon as you learn that that market is saturated, you put that thing up for sale and move to another market. And that's kind of our whole understanding of what we're doing. We're actually maneuvering. We are active in our business and we're consistently going from one location to another. And, you know, that might not be for some of you guys' lifestyle, but this is a business and you have to run it as a business. So going back to the pricing, we're in our business every single day and I'm going up or down $5 a day. So I've got some of my Mississippi properties already just killing it in March. So I'm going up in price. My North Georgia properties are kind of lower in occupancy. So I'm going down in price, but I'm doing this 7 days a week. And, you know, look, guys, I'm not religious about it. There might be one day where I miss and I've done it 5 or 6 days a week, but we're consistently changing those prices. Because here's the thing, when you're consistently changing those prices, the Airbnb and VRBO algorithm sees that and they like that and they're going to give you a lot more love. So we actually keep a lot more occupancy, a lot higher occupancy because of me doing this. I started doing this last summer, back in June of 2022, and I haven't missed too many days since. I probably missed 7 days in a period of almost 7 months. And to be honest with you, we're doing really, really well with it. We do have a couple of properties that are crap right now, and I have got them up for sale and I'm trying to move them, and I will never buy small homes again. That's just me. I think there's a way to perform if you have a luxury small home and it gives a luxury experience. So we do have two tree houses that we're building that are going to be high-end luxury tree houses in North Georgia, but I'm never going to have that same average cabin that you put a bear or a deer head on the wall and so on and so forth. So just realize that this is a time to make war. This is a time for battle. And if you're not consistently in your business and changing things, you're going to fail. On top of that, let's talk about my buddy Mike Denman. So we are, I've personally never spent money on Facebook ads. I did it about a month ago. I tried it with somebody else and we didn't get the results we wanted. And I've been talking with Mike Denman. I even brought him into you guys over the last several months. So I've gone in and I brought him over to work with us, and he's gone in and put Facebook ads for our properties. And we're getting a lot of good reviews. I mean, a lot of good click-through rates right now and so on. And we're starting to see some calendars fill up. So if you're not running Facebook ads, you're failing. On top of that, if you're not changing your pricing daily, you're failing. If you are not making war and understand that this is a survival kind of mode, you're failing. So here's what I want you to do. I want you to understand that, like, this is a like-minded tribe. Like, you need to post daily in the group and ask questions, make comments, you know, present concerns, and let's help one another. Let's educate one another. Let's do that kind of stuff. And then on top of that, I've got something good for you guys. I got something. So I've had a lot of people hit me up about the mastermind I was doing. We've closed that out, but we're no longer doing the mastermind for any new members. But at the same time, what we got going on is, you know, we're taking our course and our documentation and our circle group, and we're opening it up to the public for $19.99 a month. And this is not a sales pitch. This is, if you're interested, you're interested. If you're not, I don't give a damn. But I would love to have all of you guys there who want access to our documentation, our rental agreement, who want access to private trainings, long-term trainings. We're bringing Mike Denman in to do a live Facebook advertising training to show you guys how to set up Facebook ads and to present it the right way. At the end of the month. And I'm going to present another live. I guess I'll do it through Zoom because StreamYard's permissions are messed up already, and I'll try it here. We'll see. But I will show you guys what it looks like one more time. If you want to go to the posted pinned videos in the top of the Facebook group, you can see what it looks like. The only thing you won't have access is to me as one-on-one coaching, because that's $5,000 a year. You get the circle group, plus you get that community with all the documentation, plus access to me directly. But we're going to strip that off so you don't have access to me and my team anymore other than to watch lives and to ask questions in the circle group. But you get more of a digestible community. Like, Facebook is locked up so much with you just can't. It's not like Slack or something. You can't just archive stuff and make it very digestible. You can't even search that well. Whatever is at the top of the feed is what somebody just commented on last. We want to change that. We want to show you guys how we can run our STRs better together as a like-minded tribe. And that's what our circle group is about. So I'm going to go into Zoom and I'm going to do another live here into the Facebook group. And if you're listening to this on the podcast, because this will be on the podcast, just know that if you're not in the Facebook group, you're missing out, because we're about to go hardcore teaching you guys all the stuff that we're doing. We're going to go show you guys all the lives, walkthroughs on the properties that we're buying, that we're doing. We're renovating. We've got new builds going. We've got lake houses. We've got oceanfront properties. We've got resorts. We've got some cool stuff that we're actually starting to work on, as well as we're building houses too. Short-term rentals isn't just the only way, guys. Like, residential real estate, affordable housing, there's great money in it. And a lot of people act like, oh, it's not as sexy as short-term rentals. Well, guess what? There's nothing but problems with short-term rentals. There's a lot less problems with long-term rentals if it cash flows really, really well. So I've shifted my thinking from just being a short-term rental investor over the last 12 months, even though I've been doing this for since 2015, I've made more wealth in long-term holds from long-term rentals, whether it albeit storage buildings, small multifamily, duplexes, quadruplexes, commercial strips. I've made a lot more money doing that. I kind of want to utilize this medium in our circle group to teach you guys some of that stuff too. You know, 20 years of real estate investing, a lot of these gurus and influencers out there, they're just milking you for every dollar that they can. And they're charging you to these just outrageous prices to get the money and hit from your bank account to their bank account and so on. I just do this for a passion. This is called passionate for me. This is what I'm doing is to help, is just me giving back. Albeit I do have to charge for the circle group because we put a lot of time into it and I'm going to be paying the speakers that come through. But for me, it's just free. So this is my gift to you guys. I will come on back here with a live to talk about the circle group. And now that we took away the mentorship, we can take it from $5,000 a year to $20 a month. It's freaking insane, guys. So it's going to be the best thing you ever seen in your life. I'm telling you, I'm going to show you guys here in a few. All right, guys. Thank you guys so much for being on this podcast and this live streaming. And look, if you got any questions, concerns, comments below, hit me up here and or hit me up on Instagram at Brandon G. Thompson. Talk to you later.